Dayton real estate broker Veronica Bedell Nevels has handled properties in Ohio for nearly 20 years. She spends a lot of time on the road.
I work in Clinton County, down in the Wilmington area, down in Cincinnati, up in Columbus. I work wherever I'm asked to work.
And she's where you'd find her most days, in a black SUV that doubles as a mobile office. The back seat is covered with papers, office supplies, and refreshments for the road. Today, Bedell Nevels is in Moraine. It's a quiet residential street where small ranch-style homes line up close to the curb and fenced-in yards are dotted with colorful children's toys. Some properties are in visible disrepair, with falling-down porches propped up by plywood.
This is a predominantly white neighborhood. Houses that are humble, and some houses have been here for 40, 50 years.
Bedell Nevels points to one house with white siding she says illustrates a troubling trend she's noticed in Dayton's real estate market.
For instance, over here, a little bungalow that's 988 square feet that might sell for $50,000. And you go over to West Dayton and that same bungalow might sell for, if we're lucky, $10,000, maybe $15,000 in the same condition.
The disparity, Bedell Nevels says, amounts to modern-day redlining, racial discrimination that depresses home values in West Dayton and Trotwood.
It tells me that just because there are people that are brown or a different color, their houses don't have the same value as people who are poor and white.
And because banks don't often lend for lower-valued properties, Bedell Nevels says many qualified buyers have trouble accessing conventional mortgages in communities of color. Depressed values also make it more difficult, she says, for existing homeowners to refinance or sell at a price that preserves their home equity. U.S. Mortgage Bankers Association officials have vigorously and repeatedly denied allegations of unfair lending practices across the country.
You know, if you talk to anybody in the real estate business, they'll tell you location, location, location drives the market more than anything else.
Montgomery County Auditor Carl Keith says tax and property appraisers consider a host of factors when determining values. They look for similar, comparable homes within about a half mile. They look at amenities, proximity to transportation or shopping. Keith says crime rates, or even just the perception of crime, also play a big role in market variations.
The perception of the school district and the community drives what people are willing to pay for them.
There's growing evidence the differences translate to steep losses over time. One new Brookings Institution study finds the undervaluation of housing in majority black neighborhoods adds up to billions of dollars in lost wealth researchers say could be invested in home improvement, education, or new businesses instead. To level the playing field, Dayton advocates have long pushed banks to better serve West Side neighborhoods and open more brick-and-mortar branches.
We do a lot of lending in West Dayton.
It's a formula that's working for Wright-Patt Credit Union, says Chief Lending Officer Eric Bugger. And without mortgage minimums, he says it's able to consider smaller loans some banks wouldn't see as profitable.
Not just home loans, but, you know, small signature loans, vehicle loans, credit cards.
The credit union does follow industry underwriting criteria in deciding loans, considering an applicant's debt, income, and ability to repay. But unlike many traditional banks, it also offers financial education to first-time homebuyers and others looking to improve their credit, a reason commonly cited in loan denials. And a lot of that education happens in person, Bugger says, with trained staff at neighborhood branches.
The more we can invest in there, the more it's going to help that community. So it helps those property values and doesn't drag them down.
But the West Side still has fewer full-service bank branches overall than other parts of the city. That could change over the next few years if fair housing groups get their way. Under a recent deal with KeyBank, Fifth Third Bank, and Huntington, the lenders agreed to open more brick-and-mortar banks and increase lending in underserved neighborhoods. For WYSO, I'm Jess Mador.